Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey everyone, this is Lisa and Nancy, and right now we are overlooking a beautiful golf course in Tulare, California. And this is the Tulare Golf Course, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, everyone, Brett Miller's here. You're the manager of the golf course.
Yeah, the general manager. Mm-hmm.
And that means you get to have the office with a view.
Yes, that's the one perk.
Okay, and what happens, so right now you look out front, you've got everybody out there. So what are they doing? They're practicing their swing?
Yeah, they're out on the driving range right now and hitting brand new range balls that we just got in yesterday. Every 3 months we get new range balls in, which we're probably the only ones in the state of California to do that.
Oh, wow.
But we want to make sure that they get hit good golf balls and hit off grass, not artificial turf. So they're on natural grass out there hitting and chipping and putting and doing everything.
Oh, cool. So now, behind you, you've got a beautiful patio, a wonderful restaurant. We had a good time in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So how dangerous is that? Like, don't you look out there going, okay, I want to leave the desk, go out and play, and then you see food on the other side?
Yes.
How's your work balance?
So the work balance is, it's pretty good. You can go out there and hit range balls, and then you can come in there and have a drink.
Oh, that's it. Now we've got
lunch.
The bar. How can I leave the bar?
Yeah, no.
Do you guys serve any signature cocktails, like golf-inspired?
We do have a few signature cocktails. The bartenders are way more familiar because they change them when they want. I don't control that part of it. I leave it up to them.
Yeah.
Because they know what our patrons want to drink and everything like that.
Right,
so, yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, the restaurant was good. The meals were definitely delicious.
Good.
What's your favorite?
Probably the pastrami sandwich.
Mm.
The pastrami sandwich is really good here. But
we didn't do that.
All the food is really good here. I will say that. It's breakfast, lunch, even dinner. Our dinner menu is a lot smaller, but it's still really good. If you want to come out on the patio and relax and watch some people hit balls, we have lights out on the driving range, so at nighttime we light
cool.
up the range and we got music playing.
Oh, that's nice for summertime,
yeah,
right?
Wow. Yeah, so it's been very good. You know, just getting people out and getting families out. We've got, with COVID and everything, we've had a lot more families coming out rather than just the guys. And then it's becoming a family place to come hang out and everything like that.
So, well, that's excellent because we hear like golf at one point, I was going to say maybe 5 years ago, they were kind of worried about the younger generation getting in golf. Has that changed?
Yeah, it's drastically changed now. I mean, we have a ton more kids coming out to play. And with their parents, just getting to see what's going on out here and that, I think that it's helped them out drastically in that. And we've got a guy that gives lessons out here to kids, and he's not expensive. He's very good with the younger kids in that, on getting them going. Golf is a hard sport to play.
Yeah, so the patience. I mean, even when we tried, right?
Yes.
And then you do want to just whack that little ball.
Yes.
You're just like, dude.
Yeah.
So if
it's
kids,
sitting right there. Why can't I hit it?
Yeah. No, but if
somebody keeps moving it.
Yeah.
It's
the golf ghost. The golf ball ghost.
That's exactly right.
But for the patience level for kids.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I think the kids nowadays, they're so inundated with the computers and video games and everything is fast paced that we've tried to do some things out here to make golf fun for the kids and just get them out here and start understanding of, okay, you know, this is a sport you can play your whole life. I mean, you know, there's not, you know, you don't get hurt in this sport like you could in football or baseball,
right,
or a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Like that. And it's a great social thing for people. There's a lot of business deals that get struck out on the golf course.
That has never changed.
Huge.
And it's never changed, but doesn't it also, like, I know a lot of musicians that play golf. Even spirit, like Deepak Chopra, he wrote a whole book on golf.
Yeah.
And it's really, isn't it kind of a different form, not going to get woo-woo, but isn't it another form of like mindfulness and thinking and kind of, it's meditational.
Yeah, no, it's all of those things. And I tell everybody, because I've been golfing since I was 16 years old.
Ah.
And literally, I have met some of the coolest people on a golf course. If me and my wife go golfing, I don't care who you pair us with. I'll play with anybody. And if you can start to understand that, you'll see some really nice people and some cool people in golf in that. I mean, I've got a guy that I met up in Copperopolis literally a month ago. Me and my brother went up and played at a golf course up there. Him and his wife were there. The wife was panicking. Me and my brother were playing from the back tees, the championship tees. And I told her we drove up to them, and he's like, hey, I'm not going to go back there to the back. Because I said, you're fine. Don't worry about it. And I told his wife, I said, hey, don't worry. You're with the right guys today. We're very nonchalant. Just hit it and go have fun. And it took all the pressure off of her. And what's funny is next weekend, they're coming down to our golf course to play golf with me and my brother down here. And they've never been to Solari. So oh, it's so, just... Wow.
Do a lot of people travel according to golf courses?
Yeah, they do. I mean, course we went and played at, me and my brother hadn't been there in like 11 years. And it's a really cool course and everything up there and that. But we just saw a thing and wanted to go play. And it was just the two of us. So I think that people, if the course is good or there's good customer service, I think people are willing to go.
Just have a different experience.
Yeah, to go, yeah.
So what makes a good golf course?
I think what makes a good golf course, it's got to be somewhat challenging.
Mm-hmm.
If it has the amenities, my owner Steve, what they try and do here is we want to bring the country club lifestyle to the just mm-hmm. working man.
Okay,
that's what it
nice.
Is. So
yeah.
The amenities that you have at country clubs, you also have here in that, but you're not having to pay a huge monthly
membership. So it's not the
membership.
Private kind of golf course.
Yeah, it's not like that. You'll have the amenities of that, but you won't have to pay the private fees that you would have to pay at a country club in that. I mean, you can become a member here. If you're a senior, you can become a member here for $125 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas mm-hmm. if you're, and not knocking any other private courses.
No, it's just
they all
different.
Have their things, but, you know, you can be paying $300, $400 mm-hmm. a month. So,
wow.
You know, a lot of people, I think, are starting to come over here since my new owners took over. They've drastically changed the face of the golf course here and that. So, I mean, I've been here for 23 years now.
Oh, wow.
I was the superintendent out on the golf course, and
okay.
then they moved me into the general manager's position when they bought it. And then, so me being out there has been able to help change a lot of the things that needed to be done out there
mm-hmm.
that the previous ownership just, you know, they owned it for 40 years and they were just tired, which,
yeah,
you know,
it happens. It,
yeah, so
mm-hmm.
the new guys, they've influxed it with some money and did some mm-hmm. things that I thought needed to be done here and that, and boy, we've really taken off. I mean, it's been crazy.
Well, I know you've got a lot of expansions planned.
Yeah, we've got expansions. We're going to build a banquet hall that's going to seat 500 people probably here in a year and a half, so we'll have a nice wedding venue that will have a place for photography outside of the building set up for, you know, so they can go do
weddings
their stuff right out there. Yeah. And we've got horseshoe pits, which I don't think has ever been done on a golf course before.
I think that's the first.
Yeah,
are you going to have cornhole too?
It will be set up for cornhole, but right now we're setting it up pretty much for horseshoes and that because they're going to be state certified. And stamps,
oh.
so we'll be able to hold state championships here.
Wow.
And with the patio being literally
beautiful.
20 feet
mm-hmm.
from the pits, you could have a drink on the patio and watch what's going on.
No, I'm
right
like,
there.
Cool.
So,
yeah.
there's been a huge interest from some people already. I'm not a horseshoe guy. You know, I've thrown some in the backyard now, but we've already had like 3 or 4 tournaments contact us and they want to come here. They're just wanting to know when it's going to open. And I'm like, oh, okay. So,
check it out.
Let's go.
Done.
So, we're getting it done. But it'll be
awesome.
All first class when it's done.
The patio is awesome to me because it, you know, mm-hmm. just this nice,
yes.
beautiful view.
Yeah.
What is your sunrise, sunset like out here?
Oh, it's some days, barring, you know, if we don't have the smog in that. It's absolutely gorgeous out here. And the more, I mean, I get here at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning every day. And, you know, when I roll up the blinds and you can see the Sierras and we've got some snow on them and that, which we need a lot more rain and snow. But when you can see that, there's nothing like it. That's why the patio's got roll-up glass doors. I mean, because my owners wanted to make sure that we never lost that view out there. So
that's awesome.
You can see above
beautiful.
The tree lines and everything. And it is. And in the evenings and that, it's pretty cool to be out here now. I mean, it's a cool place to be. I mean, it's family friendly. You can take your wife. You can take your girlfriend. I mean, it's a pretty cool place to hang out in that. So.
You know, Nancy was asking about, you know, what makes a good golf course, too.
Uh-huh.
You've got all the amenities, but the actual
the
greens you've got.
Itself.
Yeah, the course itself. What makes it something that people really enjoy like, as a golfer? I mean, to me, it's like, if I'm horse riding, I want to be in a different kind
yeah.
of place, and I want maybe a little challenge or something to grow with. So
yeah.
what does this course, I know you've got 18 holes, right?
Yeah, we have 18 holes.
What makes it for the golfer, aside from the amenities, what is the green?
Yeah, so the golf course, depending on what set of tees you're playing from, it obviously has to have some kind of challenge. So you got to have it set up to where you have a person that's got a zero handicap, which that means they're shooting 72, which is par, mm-hmm. out here all the time. Okay, so you got to set the course up to where you have that all the way up to a person that's a 40 handicap that you would never see them go to the back tees because they would hate it. Mm-hmm. It would just be miserable. You have bunkers on the golf course out in the fairways that from the back tees will come into play way more than if from the front tees, okay. where the men are what we call the white tees, and that where they would that bunker does not come in as play as much. The greens on the whole front nine, they're all elevated greens. The reason they're elevated, which is crazy, when the guy built the golf course here, there was a pilot that came through here, and at one point in time, this area was flooded through here.
Oh, wow.
That's why the front nine, because everybody asks us, why are the greens so elevated on the front? That's the reason why. They wanted to make sure that if there was ever a flood, that the green itself, the fairways might get flooded, but the greens would still be above water and everything like that, which I was like,
wow.
Really? I did not know that.
But hey, cool. But that's kind of, it makes it that unique part.
Yeah, and on top of that, now you got this raised green that say the green's 8 feet in the air, so now you're hitting almost to a target.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than, you know, if it's something that's sloped down, or if you miss the green, if you miss the greens on the front nine here, it's hard to get up and down. I mean, because they drastically slope off and go down the sides of it.
Oh, wow. So you're going up, down, all around.
You could easily be doing
it. So in other words, it'll take me a year to finish one or two holes, probably, with the way
hopefully not.
No, well, you know, that's... Well, you haven't seen my golf lesson video.
Lisa's first golf lesson.
But I did finally whack that little sucker, and it went way across, and I was like, score.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Forrest Gump on the golf course. That's all.
Hey, golfers are very unique. All it takes is one good shot, and then I'll bring them back. I mean, you can ask almost every golfer. If you hit it good one time,
it's like a drug. It's like, for the second.
It's addicting.
That's awesome.
So, in
the whole golf cart thing, I think there's something about just driving golf carts that's fun.
Yeah, well, we're in a very unique setup here with my new ownership, because if you look at our golf carts right now, you'll see red, white, and blue golf carts. And you go to any other golf course, and nobody has three colors. Usually it's one color, maybe two colors. But my ownership, and me included, we are very American.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so everything that you see out here is based on that principle and that. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that my ownership has really bought into, because I said, you know, we have a bunch of veterans that come out here. Mm-hmm. We have people from Lemoore Naval Air Base that come play golf out here.
Okay, yeah.
And so, luckily, my ownership, they are very dedicated to those kind of things. We have tournaments for them out here and that. We donate stuff to them and that. I mean, I believe anybody that's willing to put on a uniform for us and give us our freedoms, we got to do whatever we can to help them people.
Absolutely.
So, that's our whole thing around there, and that's the first and foremost what we do around here. So that's got everybody says, Mike, when the golfers come in, they're like, you got red, white, and blue carts. Yeah, dude, it's all about America. Sorry. I mean, and they're like, dude, that's the coolest thing ever.
That is cool.
So,
it is. So that's when we talk about full community then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a very inclusive, and I think that's important.
Yes.
Especially, you know, I think, and not knocking others, because every place, everyone has their thing.
Yep.
What I like is to get the younger generation involved, to get everyone. I think we do need community now more than ever.
Yes.
And places like this are important, you know. It is hard work.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. And to do things right and to try and, and make it as best as you can make it, there's a lot of things that go into it. It's the little things. I mean, my job is to put out, you know, the fires and that. But most of the time, the fires aren't—they're not bad.
No,
it's just how do we make things better?
Keep tweaking.
I mean,
and
my ownership is, hey, we're here right now. How do we get to the next place? Mm-hmm. And you know, and I'm driven like that too. So we're constantly trying to not reinvent the wheel, but just do things a little bit better, anybody else. We don't always do it like that. We try like heck, and it doesn't always work out. But I think, we probably have 50 tournaments a year here.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, for a bunch of our communities. I mean, we host baseball tournaments for baseball programs. We got soccer clubs. We have all kinds of stuff that come out and play golf out here.
Those are all fundraisers, a lot of them. So that's a beautiful part.
We understand that those people are the ones that are coming out golfing here. Besides their tournament, they come here and they might buy a monthly from us. So we have no problem helping and giving back to try and help their programs in that. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we could sit out here on an island, but at the end, something's going to happen, and there's nobody going to come shovel back up if we're not willing to give back to the community in that. And I think ownership believes that, too. So we do a lot of things for the community in that. We try and do things for them, a lot.
The pro shop, you have the pro shop, which is great. For golfers, that's pretty much, I mean, you can probably get things online, but don't you want to kind of feel things and have someone there to help you?
Yeah. So our pro shop has completely been revamped compared to what it used to be 3.5 years ago. Next month, we're getting ready to open up the brand new simulator room we have a launch monitor that it's the same one that Bryson DeChambeau on the PGA Tour uses. And we've got overhead projector, TVs on both sides, and you go in there and we have shafts, clubs, everything on the walls for you to hit. And we have Robert, my guy that runs the pro shop, who's very technical and understands all of that stuff. You can go get fitted in there. 4 clubs personally made for you from Callaway, TaylorMade, or Mizuno and that. So it's a very cool setup. And it's hard because you're competing with online stuff and that. But if you come here at the end of the day, you'll get a better experience than just buying something online and that. I can tell you that right now. I know for a fact it might not be cheaper, but it's not going to be very much more than that. We're trying to do everything to compete with that. And the people that we've had come through that have bought clubs from us and everything like that, they've been happy. Right now, I'm not going to lie to you, it's been a mess because of COVID and everything's backordered and everything takes forever and it doesn't matter what industry you're in.
The bicycle industry, they can't even get parts for 2 years.
Yes, no, you're exactly right because my wife's bike that we bought at Visalia Bike Shop, great people, no joke. I said, hey, I just need to get the bike tuned up. Okay, it's going to be 3 weeks. I'm like, good Lord, okay. So it needs some parts. They're like, hey, it's going to be at least 4 weeks for these parts. And I'm like, don't worry, dude. I'm in the same stuff. I'm only in golf. It's the same thing.
They're in Panama on the big
boat that's stuck in the Suez.
That's what happened. The Suez Canal. That's right.
So he was getting ready for me to start arguing with him. And I said, don't worry, dude. I'm in the same situation you are. It's only golf.
But that's the thing. Everyone has to have a little bit of like patience and calmness and understand, hey, you know what? It's at least we're able to start doing things. So let's just be happy about that.
And with that, I think the patience that people don't have right now,
get it out there.
they just want to be outside doing something. So here we are. We have this thing, I can't provide the club though. It's going to take 4 weeks to get it. So I understand why they're mad to a point. I mean, and it's just golf has gone through the roof over the last year with COVID. It has. Before COVID, golf was finally on the upswing again.
Yeah.
It had bottomed out, and it was on about a 2% to 3% rise now. Well, across the country, you look right now in the last year, we're up about 12 to 17%. Our golf course here personally right now, we're up about 41%. We are skyrocketing past the national average, but I think it's because of all the things that we have done here. All the new changes that we have made. I think because we got a really cool course. I just think people are coming back now because they're like, oh my gosh, man, every month I come back, there's something new. I mean, and it is. It literally right now, there's so many things going on. I call it the construction zone right now, but we try and still give everybody a place to park, a golf course to play on and that's good, and just bear with the changes and that are coming in that. And it, so far, everybody has been very pleased and very appreciative of what the Faria family has done, the owners, what they've done out here and that to make it to what it is today.
Well, everybody looks happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at
yeah,
that. No. Listen, so would you trust us with a golf cart right now with a Bloody Mary?
Oh, yeah.
That was the big question of the day. Everyone, wow. check out the website, TulareGolf.com. And again, it's Tulare Golf Course. And I like your Mallard Duck logo.
We have ducks out here.
I know you. This whole area is beautiful with that, too. So, and it says, your logo says, bring your best every day.
That's awesome. What we try and do. What our whole thing is.
Yeah.
And that's in the pro shop. That's out on the golf course. I just tell everybody, bring your best every day.
Yeah.
I know it, every day it's not going to be but try and bring your best every day.
Yeah.
That's my logo.
Love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate you ladies coming in today.